AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The gas shortage following last Friday's hack of the Colonial Pipeline, made worse by panic buying and hoarding, is a problem from Georgia to Maryland. AAA's Andrew Gross.
You're going to be looking at a lot of gas flowing into areas like Southern Virginia, the Carolinas, Georgia, and Tennessee. But motorists in these areas can expect a few more days of limited fuel supply.
Gross says the biggest problem now is people topping off their tanks for no real reason and then filling extra gas cans, depriving the drivers in line behind them. A Florida politician has agreed to a plea deal and will cooperate with the federal investigation of North Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz. Joel Greenberg is expected to plead guilty to 6 federal charges, including sex trafficking of a child, during a court appearance in Orlando on Monday. People familiar with the investigation say federal prosecutors have been examining whether Gaetz and Greenberg paid underage girls or offered them gifts in exchange for sex. The plea agreement makes no mention of Gaetz, who has vehemently denied the allegations and any wrongdoing, insisting he will not resign his seat in Congress. Now that the CDC is changing its mask-wearing guidance, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says it's up to others as to what comes next.
Different localities, businesses will implement it in the way that they feel will help ensure their community is safe.
A number of states immediately embraced new federal guidelines that say fully vaccinated people no longer need to wear masks indoors or out in most cases. Oregon Governor Kate Brown.
Oregonians who are fully vaccinated no longer need to wear masks or social distance in most public spaces.
A new national terrorism alert is warning violent extremists may take advantage of the easing of the pandemic restrictions to conduct attacks. The alert does not cite any specific threats. This is AP News. There are new worries in Britain about a new variant of the coronavirus.
British authorities have expressed anxiety about rising cases of the variant first identified in India. Government officials are poised to order further action, including door-to-door testing in the worst affected areas. One response being considered is moving up the date for a second dose of vaccine for eligible groups to increase protection. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The commission, formed to observe the 100th anniversary of the Tulsa race massacre, announced today Oklahoma Republican Governor Kevin Stitt has been removed from his seat on the panel. Commission didn't give a reason for Stitt's removal, which followed commission project manager Phil Armstrong criticizing the governor for signing a bill into law barring teaching of certain race and racism concepts in Oklahoma public schools. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.